Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today in our studio, we have with us our guest speaker, Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and a researcher in the Hausa Ilmi of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
We have been talking about the development of children. We went through so many categories like physical development. We discussed cognitive and emotional development. In the previous episode, we said about that it's not all about just lecturing your child. It's also showing through your emotions. It's also showing through your actions. Well, today I want to tell you, when talking about these developments, be that physical, be that intellectual, or be that emotional, what is the aim, like where we want to reach actually?
Yes, thank you very much. You've given a good introduction. To expand upon our previous discussions and points that we mentioned, that we went from the issue of education, its domains, and we talked about the various categories of that of education and the domains of education and the relationships for which we want to develop the child. Then we talked about the parent as an educator.
Yeah.
What he has to take into, or she has to keep in mind, or to develop in herself or himself to be able to raise children.
Yeah.
Now we want to go on to the next issue, is that what should we be aiming for in developing and raising our children and grooming our children? So let's go to the faculties which are possessed by any human being. We have the mental faculties and the physical aspect of our existence as human beings. When we talk about those issues, we want to find out what we should be aiming for. When we come to the issue of the mental faculties, we specifically mean thinking properly and feeling properly, having emotions, controlling emotions. The first thing is proper thinking, logical thinking, being able to be a rational human being.
All right.
A person who is after the truth, wants to discover what the truth is, wants to understand the universe about himself. So he should be, the child should develop to become a proper good thinker.
Yeah.
Because thinking is the factor, the unique distinction that we as human beings have.
Yeah.
We are rational beings. So the important thing is thinking properly. What does that require? We need to raise our children to be able to think properly and logically.
Yeah.
Without being emotional, looking for the truth.
All right.
Because where does that help us? When we want to study, when we become a student, we should be able to think properly. We want to be a good person, human being. We have proper good thinking, understanding the world as it is.
Yeah.
So we need to develop that cognitive faculty.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Salman Naqavi, and we are discussing what is the goal of development, the cognitive development, the physical and emotional development. Yes, Professor, you were talking about the aim of cognitive
development. We're talking about the cognitive issues.
Yeah.
So, of course, as we mentioned before, as a child, when a child starts to develop and grow up, initially listening starts become active.
Yeah.
He becomes an active listener. Then he starts speaking. Then he starts. He can then at a later age become a good reader and a good writer. Writing,
okay.
Having these skills, but all of them require cognition.
Yeah.
Understanding things as they are.
Yeah.
Picking up things as they are.
You said that we don't have to be emotional over here while we are developing a child cognitively, intellectually.
No, we have to develop in such a way that he is not, while he's trying to understand. For example, in daily affairs today, when we're talking to each other, we are interacting as human beings, as relatives, as parents and children, as siblings, as wife and husband, as colleagues. Every day we are communicating with each other.
Yeah.
So this communication is, of course, has emotional underpinnings.
Yeah.
But when we want to have a proper relationship, we should have clear thinking.
All right.
I mean,
for
example,
you're trying to say that those emotions make it blur.
Exactly. So okay. That is very important, that a child starts to think without becoming emotional. Yes. For example, today, for example, the problem which we face in society, if we like someone, we become blind to his faults. If we don't like someone, we hate someone, we become blind to his
goodness. Yeah.
So what is that proper thinking? Is that a good cognition? No. A person who has a balanced thinking,
all right,
should be able to even find some goodness in his enemy.
Yeah.
When we see Imam Ali alayhi salam, the master of the faithful,
yeah,
talking about his enemies, he talks about some of their good aspects. When he talks about the followers of Muawiyah,
yeah,
he says and somehow commends them in the sense that say they are united,
yeah,
in their animosity to us, and they are together and they work as a team, but we and my followers, they're not united, they are divided. So that's a good point about this. So he's not being biased, he's not being prejudiced.
All right.
In his thinking, there's clear thinking, it's pure thinking, being able to understand things as they are, things which are out there within us. Making proper decisions, taking proper decisions, making proper judgments.
All right.
You shouldn't be judgmental.
Yeah.
No, you should be looking for facts. Whether we want to develop a worldview about our lives, want to develop our ideology,
mm-hmm,
we want to develop how to behave, all of this needs cognition. And there are levels of cognition.
Yeah.
So we need to develop our children. And of course, we have to start with ourselves again, as is the golden rule.
Yeah.
I mean, you start off, for example, you study a book, you study a grammar book, you study to try to read what the grammar rules says.
Yeah.
Then you
understand, and then you apply.
You remember it by heart. Then you understand. Then you are able to apply it.
Yeah.
Then you are able to analyze it.
Yeah.
Then you are able to evaluate it. You are able to make something new.
True.
You become a critical analyst. True. You become a person who is a good, who produces knowledge.
Right.
Who is creative.
Right.
So these are the levels through which our child should go in the cognitive development.
Yeah. We'll talk more on that after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "No father has granted a gift to his child better than good manners."
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. We're talking about the aspects of development when we are doing a physical, cognitive, and emotional development of our child. What should be in our mind underneath? Well, Professor Nagavi, we have had mothers who are emotional, and their emotions often become a barrier in the proper development of a child. And you're saying that's why we have biased personalities tomorrow in the society. And that's why we have people in the society who often see badness or flaws rather than seeing goodness. And this is because if our emotions become a wall between our in our development, basically. So what do you suggest for such mothers or such parents?
Of course, so they would have to start off by balancing their feelings and emotions with their cognition and understanding. For example, usually we as parents pamper our children.
Yeah.
Whereas we should be setting rules, we should be making them behave properly by behaving ourselves properly. So we need to set certain rules. For example, we want to give medicine. You find many mothers, they say, "Oh, how can I bear my child if I take him to the hospital, to the doctor? He will be given an injection, he will cry." And that injection or that medicine that is being given and prescribed is for the well-being of the child.
Yeah.
And many mothers would feel a little bit, you know, afraid of doing that. That's an example. In many issues, you face that the love and the feelings that you have for your child becomes, as you said, a wall and impedes the proper thing, the proper decision to be made. So first of all, we have to control ourselves and to make that person, our child, realize that things which are which are correct, true, they have to be followed. That requires his cognitive understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Not just based on the fact, look, my mother is saying so. No, gradually, not in the beginning, of course, not easy. Gradually, the child's cognition, understanding of facts should increase. Of course, nutrition has a role to play in that. Of course, when we talk about physical development, nutrition is very important. But
true.
Nutrition also important about our minds, for the development of our brains. But the learning process has to be created that while he's playing as a child, before he goes to even formal education, in the informal environment, his intellectual and cognitive faculties are increased.
All right. Well, to sum it up, you said that we have a child wherein we have to provide him with physical development, cognitive development, emotional development. And in all these developments, emotions should not get dominant over other developments.
Especially in the cognitive phase.
Especially in the cognitive phase, because this can become a wall. And this does not mean that we have to stop our emotions. This means that we have to educate ourselves and use these emotions elsewhere, show this love elsewhere, spending on the brains of a child. Thank you so much, Professor Nagavi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions for us, in case you have any suggestions for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms just by typing Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to this program again on our official website, which is www.parstoday.com. Until another program, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam is? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.